during the day.
Hey, Trevor, good morning. It's Matt, Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
Jeez, it's already Wednesday. This week's going by fast. How are you guys doing this week?
Doing good, doing good.
Good. So I did send you an email. Were you able to take a look at that a little bit?
I have not yet.
Okay. Once you pull that up, we can kind of cruise over that in pricing, and we can kind of discuss how we can do a 90-day run at this, and you can test it against what you've been doing. And then after 90 days, you guys can make a decision if you want to continue with us or not.
Let's see. This will cause us to read. So my only thing with the LSA is, is we're already generating so many leads, like, initially. Mm-hmm. So you said there was how much cost per lead already?
Well, it's going to be – so, yeah, great question. So we're going to get you a better return on it, and we're going to dispute, right, the ones that aren't qualified. Yes, Google has an AI bot, but our technology is better.
Can I put you on hold for a second? Put you on hold for a second? I got a customer. One second.
Yeah.
All right. I'm real sorry about that.
Hey, no worries. I understand, Mike. We're all busy. I get it. I deal with it all daily. Right.
So, all right. So moral of the story, on the LSA, you guys are just going to optimize. You're going to find ways to optimize the LSA, and you're going to challenge the leads that aren't.
Yeah.
Good.
So the cost per lead is going to be $24 for every qualified lead. That's whether you get pricing or you meet the customer in person. That's what Google is going to consider 24 on that.
Okay. Now, if we're disputing these leads, are they going to send me less leads because?
No. You have to prepay 13 leads at a time, right? That's how the LSA program works, right? At least 13 leads at a time. That's, they kind of like do it like on a credited account. So you'll see, we're going to manage it all, in our dashboard, and all your calls are going to be recorded as well. And we have full analytics, right, of how well everything is going to work, Trevor. So what we're going to do is we're going to be putting a tracking phone number on all the ads on the LSA so that everything can be recorded and that you can see the analytics, because the whole intention of this, to do this for 90 days, a three-month run at, and for you to compare and contrast what we've done versus what you were doing and see what your cost per leads are adding up to, see are we really saving you money, not just convenience, right? And that's how I want to go at it with you, right? Because I think the approach that we're going to take, just breaking down the like the cost. So first month, there's like some things we got to get set up, right? But the cool thing is your package would be $699 basically a month, and that includes $199 of that goes towards keeping you on the top for the keywords, okay? Actual real optimization. $300 goes towards PPC ads, okay? Pay-per-click. We actually throw an extra $100 in there with this package too, so you're actually getting $400 worth of PPC ads for $300. And then $200 towards the Facebook ads. What we do with the Facebook is very unique, and that is we use retargeting ads. So anytime anybody types in your guys' area, like plumbing, repiping, drain unclogging, all the keywords that relate to your business, if they don't call you off of Google and they go on their Facebook page, they're going to see a sponsored ad from you because they type that keyword into Google.
Right. Now I understand.
And that's adding these little elements, that's going to bring in more, like that's going to bring in more quality leads at more of a fixed rate. And then you'll still keep running your LSAs with our management, right? And it's all going to be like in our dashboard, and we have an app even as well. And you're going to be able to have all of that still at your discretion. I think spending less on PPC, but more on the local service ads is going to be a better approach for you. And ultimately, we're spending enough on Facebook, right? So you can see, okay, how the performance of all this, because it's all going to be tracked. You're going to know where the lead's coming from because of our tracking software.
All right. So what about what I'm already doing with Google Ads? So we have Google Ads, then we have Google, the LSA. So LSA to me is pretty straightforward. Basically, what you guys are offering me for LSA is you guys are going to get my cost down on LSA, because I don't really know how you optimize LSA. Is there really even a way to?
There's keyword driven. It's how it's packaged. Right, where we're not showing up on the wrong keywords and that sort of thing. So, and then
will you guys show me how you guys are doing this? Because I haven't found an area on LSA where you can put in keywords or even dispute a lead.
Yeah, since we're a Google partner, we have more tools and accessibility than you do direct. Right.
Okay.
So that's why we're able to do stuff like on the back end that, you can't do yourself. Right. That's why we exist. Right. And we've been doing this for 20 years now. So we didn't just start yesterday. Right. We have some of the biggest clients, by the way. We're like Same Day Storage has 4,400 locations. That's our client. Vivint.
All right. That answers the question for me, because I was going to say, as far as my capabilities, I haven't seen any way to optimize.
Yeah, Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? To do anything other than upload pictures and get reviews. And
exactly.
Then whatever, Google,
so we're
going to
optimize
Google
you.
Calls.
We're going to optimize you, and we're going to dispute any leads that aren't supposed to be billable. So all of that comes, like I said, with us bringing it on, and you're going to see like a way better performing. So yes, we're going to take over your PPC and your LSA. We're going to take pretty much over all your marketing. That's what we're going to be doing, because we're going to have you on Facebook ads. We're going to have you on PPC, and we're going to have your LSA. I'm proposing we reduce your PPC. It's going to be basically $400 a month. We reduce it down, and we put the money towards the LSA, and some of the money is going down towards the Facebook ads.
My budget right now, and I have no problem spending it, I'm like $10,000 to $15,000 a month, and it doesn't hurt my feelings to spend it because we have a decent amount of work coming
in. Let's do this. Let's do the first 30 days the way I'm proposing, and then the next month, once we see all the analytics, right, then the next month, we'll increase the PPC from there. In other words, if you want to go more, but
my budget's already way – I'm spending $400 a day on my I want to say my budget's like $400 a day for PPC. Because here, you got to – my problem is if you guys come in and you reduce my budget from $15,000 to $400 and all of a sudden my phone stops ringing – I got three guys I got to feed. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. If you want to spend more on the PPC, I mean, what are you comfortable? Look, I'm trying to really show you value here too, and I'm not going to like – your phone's really not going to be reduced more because we're spending – we're getting you on the keywords on the Google, which is going to be hugely important to you. And then we're going to be spending money on Facebook. And I mean, like, look, if you want to increase the Facebook – and the Google ads, we can do that. So here's my recommendation. If you want to go a little more wild, in other words, spend more money, I'm cool with that. Why don't we do $500 a month on Facebook? And then why don't we do $1,500 a month on Google ads?
My problem is I don't know how that – to me, that sounds like our conversions are going to decrease because of what we're spent. Like, my spend is already so high.
Yeah.
So if we go, I just don't see how we can go from, say, $10,000 a month to $1,500 a month, and I'm still going to get the
same
volume.
You're still doing pay per leads. Like, how many pay per leads do you think you get a month right now on the LSAs?
100.
Okay. You're still going to get 100 of that, and then this other program should at least get you easily 50 to another 75.
But we're already doing that in addition too. So what I'm saying is say we burn through 6,000, say the total budget's $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
We're burning through 6,000 on LSA. We're burning through 4,000 on the pay-per-click or the just the regular Google ads.
Yeah.
So if I'm already running a $4,000 or $5,000 budget on Google Ads and we reduce it to say fucking $1,500, I don't see, and I think we're pretty optimized on Google Ads. I just think we can do better on Google Ads.
What I'm saying is like I'm proposing that the Google Ads, like you're probably overspending on that, and where we're going to be able to make that up to get you your clients is maybe we spend more on the Facebook ads because of the way it's retargeting them, and we allocate some of that budget to kind of diverse, because what we're talking about is fishing in three different ponds, okay? Yes, we're going to have you on the map section on Google. You're still going to have the LSAs, right? And you're still going to, like, have pay-per-click, but we're also going to be introducing the Facebook retargeted ads. So we can spend a little more on Facebook. Maybe increase that to like 500, and let's start with like Google Ads instead of 300. Let's do it at like 1500 or 2000, still saving you money, right? And still kind of giving you an idea of what this is gonna. Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to sign up with you guys and try it, but there's got to be a portion where
look. How about after two weeks? I can't decrease it. You don't want to decrease the lead flow. How about after 2 weeks, we assess and see where you're at, And then when we're ready to throw more money at the Google Ads, let's throw more money at the Google Ads. Okay, right? We're not, my goal is not to like slow you down. My goal is to get you more bang for your buck. That's why we're
talking. And understand, here's the thing, I definitely want more bang for my buck, but I also want more fucking bang. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't have a problem spending $20,000.
We can give you bang. We can get
you know
you
what
bang.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. I'll spend $100,000 per month if you give me bang. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. We got big accounts. Trust me. I understand exactly what you mean. And look, let's do it this way. Okay. We'll increase the Facebook ads, right? And we'll increase the Google ads for the first 2 weeks. And then after that, okay, we'll get down to the table and I'm going to make sure because I'm going to assign an account manager to your account. Their job is to do the grunt work. Their job is to make sure we're performing and that you're happy and communicating too. Right. So in 2 weeks, I'll make sure that you guys come back to the table and we'll assess everything. You'll look at the analytics with them and then we'll start adding more to the budget. Once you say, okay, wow, this is actually working. This is doing good. Let's increase the Google ads to this dollar instead.
Now, who handles, say I need graphics done and uploaded? Google wants a vertical image or
all
whatever
that,
the fuck they
that's going to be done by your account manager.
Okay.
So
you
so
guys
I'm gonna
handle
you a
graphic
great
design
manager.
And all that shit.
I'm going to give you a great account. Yeah. So anytime you get upload like new photos and our platform also Trevor is going to help you get 5-star reviews. So anytime you guys do you get a client, you put them into our dashboard. It's super easy to do and it will send out an automated text message. And
so
you'll start
we don't want that.
Okay.
I don't want so
you don't have to use that feature.
Yeah,
you don't
so I'm just gonna tell you. Here's the problem with the industry we're in. All right. We're mainly service based, need me now. All right. So we target jobs that we don't want the big job that takes a week. I want the job that somebody's toilet's backed up, they can't flush it, and they need me right fucking now. The problem with that industry is nobody's happy. Okay?
Yeah.
Nobody is happy that they need me right now. So even when we get there and we say, yeah, listen, it's $300 to unclog your toilet. You needed me right now. They're fucking mad at us.
Yeah, because they think it's too expensive. They don't want to spend
that
money.
It's not even that it's too expensive or it's just they're already in a bad mood. Some of them think it's too expensive. Some of them have no problem with the price, but they're just all in a bad mood. So the technicians, when they're there, they have hard cards to scan for the ones that want to leave us reviews and they can monitor. Because the problem is you send Nancy an automated text message and she's mad because her toilet just overflowed her entire house. She takes the heat out on us because she's mad. You know what I'm saying? So
there's 74 reviews right now. So, I mean, you're doing fine. So, you don't need to use that feature. And I totally understand. So some people have said the exact same thing to me and I get it. I completely understand. But also too, anytime you get a bad review, we have a dispute process too, though, that can help you guys. Like, challenge.
I gotta put you on hold again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Real sorry about that.
Don't worry, man. I understand. I get it. Nope. You're busy. Okay, so let's do this. What do you think of us starting for the first 2 weeks, how I got it presented right now? And then after two weeks, we'll make changes.
The one thing, the one other thing I didn't like was the $25 per lead. And the only reason
that includes our management fee in it. So it's technically, it's just, again, it's only per lead that is qualified, right? So it's not per, like, actually, so that and a qualified lead is you get pricing or you meet the person in person. So
right.
it's the total on that is 18 for Google and then it's $6 for us. So we got to earn our key too, right? So it's got to make sense, right? So with us optimizing
for,
and managing
you. Yeah, but okay, that I get. So hang on a second. You're saying the 25 includes the cost to Google?
Yes.
Now, how do you guys do that? You guys run your own ad account, and then you bill me for the Google ad?
Yeah, you already have one set up, so we're just going to take over your ad account. we're gonna take over your ad account. We're going to need access to your website. We're not going to, like, make too many changes to your website. We'll still keep the same design and look. Or if you want us to redesign your website, we can. But
I'm just confused about how that works. So say all my billing's done through Google now. How are you guys – are you guys essentially putting your card on Google and I'm my card
yeah,
on
we're,
you?
No,
or
you still have your card on Google. We're just going to manage it, right? And then it's going to come into our platform and in our database. So that's what's going to happen. So you're going to be able to use all our tools, right? And again, we're going to walk you through all this. Like we were going to hold your hand.
Somebody's going to have to because I have questions for sure. Because I don't understand. Because obviously the Google LSA – that's like a bid. So sometimes the lead is $10. Sometimes the lead is $30. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how.
We're going to still be using max lead bidding, but it's going to average out at $18 per on the Google side, and it's going to be six with us. So the total is going to be $24 basically per qualified lead on the LSAs. And so yeah, it definitely works out, and you don't have to worry about it. We're going to manage it all. Right. And we're going to make sure you're getting the success. That's why we're talking. Right. So, and I'm going to put you in different fishing ponds, like with the Facebook ads. That's going to be huge for you guys. Because then you can start slowing, because look, I'm going to keep it straight with you, Trevor. It doesn't make sense to be spending a ton of money on pay-per-clicking when you can just be getting it from organic searches and from your LSA.
But here's
so
the problem.
But
the problem with my industry is nobody sits here and remembers, you have a problem. Like I said, we specialize in service. Like we need
you
now.
Yeah, you
want to
get in their face, and that's why you're
everybody
running all these
different
ads and you're
spending the money. Everybody that has the problem, they just get on their phone, they type in sewer backup plumber. Mm-hmm. All right, and so whoever shows up first is mm-hmm. who they're going to click, and that's who's coming to their house.
Yeah,
you know what
course.
I'm saying? Because they have an issue now. So the organic stuff is great, but the problem is nobody goes, they're having a sewer backup, and I have a two-hour service radius. So nobody in Syracuse that's an hour away from me having a sewer backup goes, oh, I remember Drain and Main on Facebook there. Call those guys.
Yeah.
The large majority does not. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the reason why they're going to call you, though, from Facebook is because it's people actively looking for your services at that moment. They're the ones that are seeing your ad. Because you get retargeted ads all the time. You'll type something into Google, and the next thing you know, you're on YouTube, and you're like, dude, I just typed that in, and now I'm getting ads on it. So that's the reason why we use that, and Facebook's the second most visited place besides Google.
No, which I get that, but – anybody that's having an issue that we service is like, I need you right fucking now. They're not scrolling Facebook right now.
Yeah,
I'm not
saying
we're not going to do the Facebook side.
My main contention is we can fine-tune all of this so where your monies, right, will produce you more leads. That's what I'm trying to, like, work towards.
Yeah, let's just try it. We'll see how it goes. And as long as you guys don't fucking slow me down, then we should be okay.
Well, we'll definitely speed you up. There's only two things that we're going to need, okay? First thing is we're going to need to get access to your website. And then the second thing is we're going to need your LSA, like, account number, right, so that we can get actively put onto that. And then, like, from there, we're going to schedule a call, right? An hour call in the next couple of days, and we're going to start holding your hand and walking you through things. Okay?
When Google calls me and they want to do a meeting, you guys handle that stupid shit?
Yeah, we're going to handle all of that. Okay. All of that. Yeah. All
right.
There's only a handful of actually Google partners out there, by the way. Like actual real Google partners, right? So, we're going to handle the A to Z for you. That's what you're paying for. That's why you're having us bring on. Again, not just convenience, but more or less, we're going to get you improvement on your ad budget, right?
I want the most efficient ad spend I can get. Once we get that, I want to pour as much gasoline on this fire as we can. So
yeah, good. And you definitely got the right company to do that because that's what we specialize in. You know?
Okay.
So you're still at 4781 New York 5 Suite number 2. Is that correct?
Suite 7.
Oh, you changed it? Okay, Suite 7.
Yeah, we got to change it on the site.
Okay, no problem. And we'll update for that for you, too. I'll put that in the notes, change address.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to update your Google business profile, too. Change address to Suite 7.
Google business profile is accurate. The website is wrong.
Okay. Suite 7 on website. Okay. Gotcha. And then while I'm getting this information for you, if you could try to get your LSA account number, you just got to log in.
So yeah.
I can put that in the notes here, too.
Get the LSA. It'll make me an email of everything you guys want from me, just because I'm about to walk out the door. So as soon as I get back to the office, I'll start putting the shit together.
So all I'm going to do, I can get you an email. And then pretty much from here, all I got to do is just ask you a bunch of little questions. Just that's pretty much all I need from you right now is the LSA. And then I got to get you your invoice put together and everything. And then we just got to go ahead and get this wrapped up. So that's pretty much it.
Okay.
What's your last name, Trevor?
My last name is actually Trevor. First name is Keenan, K-E-E-N-O-N.
K-E-N-N-O-N?
K-E-E-N-O-N.
Keenan, okay. But do you go by Trevor? Is that why?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then the leads. You have like a phone number that you want the leads going to?
Yeah, like so when people... it's 315-370-3443.
Okay, same number I'm calling. Okay, cool. Just gotta gotta make sure I got that all there.
I'm getting another fucking call. I gotta take this. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
All
right,
sorry.
Okay, so do you want to do the pricing the way I presented in the email, or do you want me to increase some of the numbers on it?
So I guess my question for you is, if you guys are charging $25 per lead, then the other $6.45 a month, that's just ad spend, right?
$6.99 is what it's going to be. Your first month's going to be $9.49. And then it goes down to $6.99. The only additional charges are the cost per lead, the local service ads.
Said out of the $6.49, X amount of dollars was that. How much out of the $6.49 a month is ad spend?
It's $6.99, okay. And it's $200 is going towards Facebook.
Yeah,
$300 is going towards Google Ads, and then we throw an extra $100 in there since you're on this package, okay? And then $199 of that is keeping you on top of Google for all your keywords because it's a monthly thing on that, keeping you on the keywords.
That's a service you guys are providing. So the $199 is keywords, keeping me on top of keywords.
Yeah.
That is
you're getting $400 in Google Ads. right? You're getting $199 keeping you on the search engines, and then $200 you're going to be on Facebook ads.
Right. So how does this monthly cost look if I want to spend $10,000 a month? It just goes from $10,000 a month
you,
or
let's say 100 leads times 24. Let's say you take an actual quality lead. That's $2,400 right there just on LSA plus $699. I mean, we're going to have to really increase your Google ads, your pay-per-clicks, and then your Facebook ads. I mean, that's really what that's going to come down to. My recommendation, I'm saying we should do what I'm proposing for the first 2 weeks, and then after the 2 weeks, we can throw more gasoline on the fire. Once you get comfortable, once we get all the initial stuff and we start getting everything put together and we get traction and everything, then after those 2 weeks, let's go crazy.
Yeah, I just don't understand how we don't slow down. You know what I'm saying? If you guys are going
to
decrease,
you don't
want to
slow down. Like I said, let me think this through. Let me think.
I would rather spend more, and then optimize on the higher spending to lower the budget than start with spending a little and increasing the budget. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather us right now. I know I'm not perfectly optimized, and I'm paying for leads that are bullshit. But I would rather pay for bullshit leads right now, and you guys fine tune to decrease the budget than to, you know, start off at $400 and only get a few leads to optimize to then increase the budget. Maybe it's fucking backwards, but I'm worried if we go too small, I'm gonna have two guys sitting at the shop with their dick in their hand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're also like the cool thing is the on the local service ads, we can put you in different areas too, not just like a 20-mile radius or 30-mile radius. We can concentrate in different areas to help the lead flow out. And then on top of that, like I said, the Facebook ads, right? You're gonna have generating you business.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. We can do the Facebook, but I don't think the Facebook is really going to do shit for my business.
It actually will. So what we need to do is just get you more in the budget. Like, we should increase the Facebook ads to, let's say, $1,000 a month, and let's do.
I would rather do the $300 on Facebook and throw the rest at Google.
You want to do the rest at Google? Okay.
I would rather throw a shit ton of money at Google. If you guys think the Facebook's going to do something, we could have a tiny Facebook budget. You guys can prove to me that I'm getting – if I get one fucking lead off of Facebook, then sure, we can increase the Facebook budget. But for now, we'll go a super low Facebook budget and absolute hammer Google budget between LSA and – well, LSA is going to generate what LSA generates, whether we get 100 or 200 leads. But then the Google ad side –
What do you feel comfortable spending on Google Ads? $2,500?
Probably $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right now I want to say on LSA alone, I'm spending $6,000 to $7,000 a month on LSA.
Okay. So let's decrease the budget where you guys don't like get too crazy, but let's do $4,000 on pay per click then.
You know,
4,000 on pay-per-click. And how about this? How about we meet in the middle? How about you do 500 on Facebook? 500 on Facebook.
Sure. I'll throw 500 at Facebook so we can just see what it does. But.
Yeah. So then that's going to give you $4,500 just those two platforms alone. Plus we'll have you on the search engines, right? And then you'll have your pay-per-leads.
Okay, and then the LSA, that sky's the limit on LSA, right? It just depends on how many leads we get.
Exactly. And, like, the nice thing is we can help put you in different areas with the LSAs as well.
Well, the LSA right now, I'm in, like, six counties in LSA already, six or seven counties. So, I mean, like I said, I have a 2 to 2.5 hour service radius from where I am right now, so I have a huge service area. You know, so we're in a shit ton of locations now.
But yeah, I guess if you have a way to optimize it and make it even better. But like I said, I mean, I'm probably already getting at least 100 qualified leads, maybe even more than that off of LSA. So let's just get started. We'll see how it goes. If it goes shit, we'll just part ways. If it goes great, we both make money. And
yeah, we do ask though, we do with any new client though, Keenan, I should call you Trevor because that's what you like to call it, Trevor. Yeah, we have a 3-month commitment. Okay. So yeah. That's why I'm trying to meet you somewhere where, okay, you're going to see value in what we do and that it's going to work for you. So if you're comfortable spending the money that you're already spending, again, we're going to get you value here, right? You're a client that we want to make happy. You spend enough money, right? But we do need a 3-month commitment out of you. Okay. Otherwise, there's an early termination thing. But again, we're going to show you the results.
How much is your early termination?
It's like $5.95.
Okay, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
If it doesn't go good, I'll pay you the $5.95. No big deal.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. So we're going to make sure, though, that we do. So if I put the invoice together and put it for $4,000 on pay-per-click, $500 on Facebook, those are the only adjustments we're going to make. Are you ready to get moving and give this a try?
And you said that you can't do a penny better on the LSA, the $25 per lead. You can't do any better.
Yeah, because that includes Google's 18 and then our management fee. That's what that includes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to get your invoice together right now, okay? Can you do me a favor? Because, I mean, I know how busy you get. You think you could just log on and get me the account number for your LSA so I can just get that knocked out of the way? And then while you do that, which one do you want to choose for your security question? Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Maiden name, Trevor.
Okay. Trevor. Trevor. And it's Keenon. Did I get that right? Right?
That's correct.
Okay. Don't want to misspell your name.
So I got a question. The Google Guarantee, they said something about they're not going to allow, like, certain numbers are no longer qualified. So whatever number you guys generate for me, that's still going to be qualified through Google Guarantee, because I know they made some kind of change. I just don't know what the fuck it actually was.
Yeah. So repeat your question. I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
So from my understanding, Google made a change to LSA where they weren't going to allow like internet phones or certain phone numbers to be advertised on LSA.
Yeah. They're changing the name. It's going to Google Verify now. It used to be called Google Guarantee. Before that, it was called Local Service Ads. So that shows the evolution of it. But yeah, you're right. There's certain phone numbers they're not allowing, but we're going to put a tracking phone number on all. Yeah. But Google assigns their own tracking phone number, to the account. So that's why, so they don't allow certain phone numbers though in routing it to. But your phone number, your 315 number that you receive calls to, it's fine. They're just trying to make an announcement that certain people have like certain phone numbers, like they have app-based phone numbers and that sort of thing. And Google doesn't like that.
Okay. All right. You ready for this number?
Yeah. Go ahead and shoot that out to me.
Fuck. Let's see it. I mean, what is that? Trying to do it from the phone. Let me scroll down all the way. So it looks like, I can't tell. Hang on, let me try. Where can I find it other than at the bottom of the local service ads?
It's usually in like your account preferences.
I can partially see it on the bottom, but I can't. It won't let me scroll down on my phone to see the whole.
Mm.
All right. So October alone, we spent $12,000 on just it appears. Maybe it's not just local service ads, but
Yeah, October was 12,000 in ad spend.
Good.
Let's see.
Yeah. Can't wait to have you as a testimonial. We have a great electrician called Stingray Electric, and we've like really boosted their business, and they made an amazing testimonial for us. So you're gonna be my next guy.
I hope so, man.
Not just so. I don't hope so. I know so.
All right, I'm gonna hold you to it,
Trevor. Down the road, I'm already planting the seed. I'm calling
you. Listen, if you make me money, I absolutely will.
Okay.
All right, so I can now.
We'll grab a bite, okay?
where are you out of?
I'm out of Southern California.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know where Disneyland is?
I've never been to Cali, actually. I've been around the world twice. Never been to Cali.
Okay. So yeah, we're in Orange County by Disneyland, Huntington Beach. I'm sure you've heard that word before. We're right there in a place called Fountain Valley. That's where our headquarters
is.
So.
Oh, cool. All right, I cannot get this number for you, man. I can try to read it to you. I don't know if you'll be able to verify if it's correct, but it looks like it's 036.
It's 10 digits. Is it 10 digits?
It is, but I can't see the bottom, so I don't know if this is a 0 or a 9. 036? 036.
Uh-huh.
427-6158. I have another call. Did you get that? Give me 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll hold. 369. Okay. 6158. All right. I'll put it in. Okay. What is it going to go down to? Should I tell him, hey, look, I got you a deal. It's going to go down. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So invoice, I'm telling. Yeah, did you see what I said? 4,000. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's what we do. That's why I need you to do it.
All right. 250.
Okay,
I'm here.
Okay, cool. All right, so I got with my team, too. Since you're going to be spending so much money with our company, you're considered what we call an executive account, right, where you're somebody that obviously is not playing around, right? And so your cost per lead with us will go down.
Okay.
And I'm going to make sure that the account manager, once it comes to like when we see how much you're spending and what that is going to break down, but it will go down.
Okay. More of the story. Tell your team that if the leads are coming and we exceed the budget, to increase the budget every time. If there's ever a point where my daily ad spend is depleted because of the budget, I just want to increase it. I don't ever want to hit the point where we didn't get ads running because the budget wasn't high enough.
Got it. I got it. And I'm going to definitely have your account manager talk to you in a couple weeks. You guys are going to sit down, right? Because we're going to give you our best account manager. That's my guarantee. Okay. And they're going to make sure that we're performing and that whatever tweaks need to be done in 2 weeks, Trevor, that it happens.
Yeah.
For you.
Okay, and I just want to give you a heads up.
Because
if you guys make this
fall through the cracks,
if you guys make this work, I have 3 other companies. So I will give you, if this goes good, I will give you the other ones as well.
Don't worry, I'm going to make sure it goes well. I got you.
Okay.
Okay. Now we got to figure out how I'm getting your invoice put together right now because it's going to be different on the numbers, right, than I originally emailed you because we're increasing your pay-per-click, your Google ads to 4,000 a month, right, and then your Facebook to 500, okay?
I don't even have a business Facebook right now, so you guys are going to have to make that.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's why I gotta get all the numbers right now. I'm getting all the numbers calculated too. All
right. Why don't you work all that out, and then once you have everything prepared, prepped, and ready, give me a call back or shoot it over.
Yeah, I have it all ready right now. I have it ready right now. I just made it. So your first month's gonna be $4,949. Okay. Reoccurring, $4,699 thereafter.
Okay.
And that's everything we talked about, and then plus your LSAs.
Right. Okay? So the LSAs, how are those built? Is Google going to be billing me directly, or?
Yeah. So you will get on the LSA leads, Google will be billing, but you're going to see it all invoiced in our platform. Right, and you'll see it all broken down, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, your card will still be on file with Google. We're going to come in and manage it all. We're going to optimize it all, and we're going to make sure it's performing better for you. Right.
Okay, so when you guys charge my card for $5,000, how does the $4,500 get applied to Google if you guys charged it to me? Can you hear me?
Because we begin managing your account, right? Mm-hmm. So the pay-per-click's going to be broken up into that, and your Facebook ads are going to be broken up into that. The only thing that's going to be separated on billing is your local service ads because you already have that set up, right?
Okay, so the only thing Google is charging me directly for is the local service ads. Everything
That's
else
correct.
Is going to be run, it's going to be run through
correct.
Your company.
Everything else is going to be us.
Okay, and you guys will be able to show, I'm assuming this is a really stupid question, but you guys are going to be able to show the $4,500 going to Google for Google or Facebook for ads, and then I'll see your guys' line item for your fees.
You're going to see all of that, especially in the invoice I'm sending you right now. And then secondly, you're going to have tracking. So your account manager is going to show you how everything's performing, and you're going to be able to see how where your money's going and how it's stacking up.
Okay. And if at any point I don't like what's happening, I can pay you the $600 fee and give you the boot on my accounts.
Correct.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All right. So let me ask you this. How do you want to handle your billing? It's either Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover.
Amex.
I got to set up your billing right now as well.
Amex.
Okay. Perfect. And then why don't you go ahead and read that off to me, the card number.
Give me 1 second. I actually might have to call you with it in 3 minutes. I'm heading into my shop now. I don't have it. Let me see if I got enough pictures.
No problem.
Let's see. And what about my current balance with Google? They're just going to, whatever I've already ran this month, they'll just zero my balance out, pay it, and then...
Yeah, whatever you have, and then it'll run out. Exactly. You're going to stop, obviously, paying for pay-per-click, right? You're going to run that. You're going to let us handle that.
We're going to keep my current campaigns in place as well in addition to whatever you guys want to do?
No. No, because we're going to take over.
I'm
going
to stop my current campaigns. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to look into it so there's, like, no down play for you, because obviously you're basically having us come in and then take over on all this. So
keep everything running
until the account manager and you get together. And then once you guys are together, Trevor, and they're going to help you transition so there's no downlap for you.
How soon could I talk to this person just so I can gather a better understanding of what their strategy would be? Just because
that's all going to be within the first 3 days.
First 3 days, okay. There's no way to get me on with him like sooner, just so. Because again, I get everything
right
you're
now.
Telling me.
Trust, I'm working on it right now. Like I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but I'm working with my team as we're speaking. I'm messaging them to like put you in front of the line.
Okay. I want, because
and you're about to spend money and we're gonna give you very good treatment. That's what our company is known for.
No,
I
believe you and I trust all that. I'll give you the card information, but I really want to talk to them before you guys do anything. I mean, I don't care if you could charge it. It doesn't make a difference to me, but I want to speak with him to know exactly what.
Like, let me ask you, what is it that you want to talk to them about so I get a better understanding?
I want to know what kind of campaigns we're going to be running. I want to know, if I have campaigns that are performing, why we should cease those, and not just add to them. You know,
right. And those are great, great questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm writing those campaigns running, should seize those and just add to them versus taking them down.
Yeah, just because we've spent, you know, the last 6 months optimizing our, I think I have 3 campaigns running, and you know, we've spent the last 6 months collecting the data and the analytics and optimizing these 3 campaigns to, I mean, they're performing really, really well. I mean,
We don't want to away from that. We want to add to that. You're right. I'm going to put these 2 questions down for your account manager, and then.
Okay.
So I got an answer to take over the Google ad campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my boss, Amy,
okay.
She's going to come in on the conversation real quick because she's working with me on this to like make sure that, you know, we kind of put the rush on you. So she's going to jump on real quick and she's going to explain what she's going to be able to get done for us as well.
I know you've been trying to get everybody on.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, so I was just trying to explain real quick. I know everybody is really busy here. I'm just pulling into my shop. I have to handle some stuff really quick. Is there any way we could jump back on a 3-way call in like 15 minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry to
your questions. It's fine. I'm getting your questions answered. I've been listening to Matt's call and helping him, but I have the answers to your questions, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I appreciate it. Let me just handle the guys. I got all 3 of them down here. I got to get them on the road, and then I'll get back on the phone with you. Just call me back in.
You want like 20, 25? Give me a little more
time.
Call
me in 30 minutes.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.